This is Viewpoint with attorney and author Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is a one-hour talk show confronting the issues of America's heart and home. And now with today's edition of Viewpoint, here is Chuck Crismeyer.
Viruses are the most common biological entities on Earth, and experts estimate that there are around 10, well, I can't even count all the zeros, about 20, maybe 30 zeros behind it. 10 to the perhaps 13th, 14th power of them, and they were all lined up. If they would stretch from one side of the galaxy to the other. Now that sounds like a lot of viruses, doesn't it? Yet it seems that we're only talking about one virus among more than could be counted, more than you could possibly count. You can think of them as nature's own nanotechnology. Molecular machines with sizes on the nanometer scale or nanometer scale, equipped to invade the cells of other organisms and hijack them to reproduce themselves. While the great majority are relatively harmless to humans, some can make you sick and some could even be deadly. And that's what we're talking about here today on Viewpoint, the viral truth. You know, we hear about everything going viral. In fact, people want things to go viral. They want their message to go viral. They want their books to go viral. They want their tweets to go viral. They want everything to go viral except the virus. But where did the term viral come from? It came from virus. That's exactly where it came from. And so we want to talk about the viral truth here today. We want to talk about the fear that's associated with it. We want to talk about the fiction, yes, perhaps even the fraud that's associated with it, and we want to talk about faith. All of those today here on Viewpoint, and I hope you'll stay tuned because there is much for us to talk about and to understand. The applications for these discussions concerning a virus and even COVID-19 are vast. Beyond anything that you have probably considered, beyond anything that's talked about on television or radio, beyond anything that's talked about even in the churches of our country, what you're going to hear today is different. We're going to take a look, yes, at the facts. We're going to take a look at the fear that is being generated from facts and fiction. And we're going to talk about responding in faith. I have in my hands an article called Chinese Virologist. I came to the U.S. to deliver the message of the truth of COVID. I came to the U.S. to deliver the truth of COVID. The article came out today on Newsmax, newsmax.com. I want to share this with you because it helps to set the stage for what we're talking about here. This virologist expert from China, from Wuhan, China, nonetheless, came to the United States for the express purpose to deliver the message of the truth of COVID. So here it is. She escaped China to warn the world how dangerous the coronavirus is. The Hong Kong scientist, Dr. Li Mengyan, made a statement in an exclusive interview that the Chinese government knew about COVID-19 well before it claimed they did, and that her lab supervisors ignored her early research on the virus. So she said, "The reason I came to the U.S. is because I deliver the message of the truth of COVID." She said she fled China for the U.S. because she feared the Chinese government would make her disappear for speaking out. Notice she feared. She feared the Chinese government would make her disappear for speaking out. Do you know that there is a lot of COVID-directed fear in this country? Scientists, doctors, fear that if they tell what they believe to be the truth, they'll be disappeared from hospitals, they'll be disappeared from universities, they will be shut out of the medical field. That's right. They're afraid. Dr. Yon said she was one of the first scientists to investigate the coronavirus. She said she was asked by her supervisor to look into the SARS-like cases coming out of mainland China at the end of 2019. She said the China government refused to let overseas experts, including ones in Hong Kong, do research in China. So she said, I turned to my friends to get more information. She said one scientist at the Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention told her the virus was likely transmitted between humans before China or the World Health Organization admitted that type of spread was possible. She said she reported her findings to her boss, who mostly ignored them. She said she was told not to interfere with the Chinese government and to keep quiet. How many people today are ordered, told to keep quiet? Mayors, governors, pastors, scientists, doctors, you dare not express an opinion concerning the COVID-19 issue without running great risk. But why might that be? We need to look into that here on Viewpoint Today. The doctor actually said eventually she began telling what she knew about the virus to a blogger friend to share. When she sensed she was in danger, she headed for the U.S. Notice we have a lot of people here in the U.S. that are creating danger on our streets. They're saying we should tear this place of freedom down. Yet here is a doctor, a virologist, who is fleeing fear, tyrannical fear in China, knowing and trusting that the U.S. is a safe place to come. She said since she fled China, the Chinese government has launched a cyber attack against her to try to keep her quiet and has gone to her hometown to give her family a hard time. Wow. How many people are contacting families? How many people are trying to keep others in this country quiet over the matter of COVID-19? You say, well, what in the world are you trying to get at? Well, you'll have to stay tuned. You'll have to stay tuned. This is Viewpoint. Viewpoint does determine destiny, friends. And, in fact, fear is being spread and has been spread virally across America and around the world, not just based upon the facts, but based upon other motivations. You see, it's very hard for us. As Americans, we want to trust. We want to trust those who are in positions of power, those who are in positions of responsibility. We want to trust our politicians. We want to trust our doctors. We want to trust our scientists. We want to trust our pastors. We want to trust our law enforcement officers. We want to trust our courts and so on. We've got a real problem with trust today. Have you noticed? A huge problem with trust. You know why? Because we have a problem with truth. We'll be back.
Once upon a time, children could pray and read their Bibles in school. Divorces were practically unknown, as was child abuse. In our once great America, virginity and chastity were popular virtues, and homosexuality was an abomination.
So what happened in just one generation?
Hi, I'm Chuck Crismeyer, and I urge you to join me daily on Viewpoint, where we discuss the most challenging issues touching our hearts and homes. Could America's moral slide relate to the Fourth Commandment?
Listen to Viewpoint on this radio station or anytime at saveus.org.
Welcome back to Viewpoint. I'm Chuck Crismeyer. Fear, fiction, facts, and faith. Viral truth. That's what we're talking about. Viral truth here today on the program. And quite frankly, by the time you finish listening to today's program, you're going to understand that there are vast spiritual implications and applications for what we're talking about concerning a natural event, a virus that is so prevalent. We're not talking about COVID-19 now. We're talking about viruses. The most common biological entities on Earth, estimated by experts to be so vast that if they were all lined up, they would stretch from one side of our galaxy to the other. Now, that's a lot of viruses, especially since they're so small. That's a lot of viruses. But today we talk about two in particular. Well, actually three. And so I hope that you'll be able to stay tuned. If you're not able to stay tuned live to the entire program, I urge you to go to our website, saveus.org, so that you'll be able to pick up the balance of the program on our website, saveus.org, on the archive section of the website concerning the Viewpoint program. The program is available there in the evenings and then stays up there for about a year. So you'll be able to access it right there on our website, saveus.org, where all of our programs are archived. Let's compare two different viruses right now. We're going to talk about COVID-19, and then we're going to talk about the more standard garden variety influenza flu virus. So here are the facts from HopkinsMedicine.org. HopkinsMedicine.org. COVID-19, approximately 555,486 deaths reported worldwide. In the U.S., about 133,000 people had died of COVID-19 as of July 10th, 2020. So for the first 7 months, 6 months, 6.5 months of this year, about 133,000 people have lost their lives, ostensibly, I say ostensibly, due to COVID-19. There's a reason we say ostensibly, because it may not necessarily be true. In fact, it most likely is not. But how about the flu? The World Health Organization estimates that 290,000 to 650,000 people die of flu-related causes every year worldwide. Every year. How many have died worldwide from COVID-19 according to the representations that are being made by so-called experts, the reporters? 555,000. How many did the World Health Organization estimate that perhaps people die from flu-related causes every year? Up to 650,000. Are you beginning to get the picture? In the United States, from October 1st, 2019 to April 4th, 2020, the CDC estimates that 24 to 62,000 people died from the flu. Not coronavirus, but the flu, just the garden variety flu. In fact, 2019, as I recall, was one of the largest years for the flu virus, and also 2018. Now, the COVID-19 situation is changing rapidly. Since this disease is caused by a new virus, people don't have immunity to it, and a vaccine may be many months away, says the article. So doctors and scientists are working to estimate, notice the word estimate, the mortality rate of COVID-19. But at present, it is thought to be substantially higher than that of most strains of the flu. Notice, they're not saying it is substantially higher. They're saying it is estimated and thought that it would be substantially higher. But it isn't yet. Are you listening? We're talking about facts now. Not fear, but facts. So if that be true, if those facts be true, then why all of the public stir to the max to get our entire economy shut down once for 2 or 3 months and now shut down again? Why? Why is everyone being compelled to wear masks? Were you compelled to wear a mask to prevent the flu from spreading? Were you compelled to walk 6 feet behind everybody to prevent the flu from spreading? Were you businesses and churches and others required to only operate at one-third or 50% capacity in order to keep the flu from spreading? No. So why this? When they haven't even established as a fact that there are more deaths from coronavirus than from the flu. Now, bear in mind, I am not arguing, as a matter of fact, that there will not be more coronavirus deaths than from the flu. I'm not arguing that. But I'm stating what we know now. The real facts, not the guesswork, and not the prognostications of those who have political agendas in order to try to change the facts and present fiction to the American people as facts. They're testing to see how easily we can be deceived. Have you noticed how easily and how quickly we are deceived? Does that mean the coronavirus situation is not something worthy of being considered and of being dealt with seriously? No, it doesn't mean that at all. I deal with the flu seriously as well. Do you want to get near anybody that you know has the flu? Absolutely not. If you have the flu, should you be staying home until you're completely over it? Absolutely. So why is this treated so differently? Why is it that people across the country and around the world were not tested for the flu, but are so seriously tested for COVID-19? Why? We have to answer these questions, friends, because they lead to other conclusions other than those that we're being told. With COVID-19, it is seen by many people in the scientific world, but particularly in the political world, as a means of gaining dominion, a hook in the people of the United States of America and indeed the entire planet that they otherwise could not get. They have been looking for exactly such a situation. Just like Black Lives Matter was looking for precisely such a situation as the George Floyd event, in order to try to drive a completely different agenda. Now, again, I am not attempting to say here on Viewpoint that you and I should not wash our hands, that you and I should not keep some sort of reasonable distance between people. I'm not even saying don't wear a mask. Not yet, anyway. What I'm saying is we're being told about something, a severity, that hasn't yet been proven. Not nearly to the extent that we're being led to believe. So why is it we're being led to believe these things? Particularly Christians, we need to understand, we need to think, friends. Otherwise, we will be deceived. Deception comes in on little cat feet. It comes in various engines. And it doesn't come in saying, I'm trying to deceive you. It comes in the name of protecting you. It comes in the name of doing you good. It comes in on little cat feet and also as a nice promotion to catch your emotions, whether through promises of glory or fear. That's how it works. And as we see this coronavirus thing advancing, what we're finding is that the number of so-called deaths as a matter of percentage of those who supposedly have the virus is diminishing so radically that it is actually moving much, much closer to the death rate for the flu, which is generally by experts believed to be about 0.1% of those who get it. Right now, the death rate, according to two aspects of looking at this, number one, the so-called reported cases, and number two, the so-called attributed deaths to COVID, is now approaching 1%. Now, do you remember when we were told by Dr. Fauci that the total number of actual cases may be as much as 10, 15, even 50 times greater than we're actually seeing measured by testing? I wouldn't doubt that. That's what happens with the flu. And you don't run around trying to test everybody to see if they had the flu. We know people get the flu, and we know what happens when they get the flu. Some people have it more seriously than others. Some people throw up. Some people don't. Some people get diarrhea. Some people don't. So, if the words of Dr. Fauci and the CDC leader are true, even close to true, the reality is that the death rate from COVID-19 is already pretty close to the death rate for the flu, according to the CDC. Please listen. Because there is a reason why these numbers are being preached from the housetops and from all the news media. They are trying to stir you up. The news media, that's how they make their money, friends. And it's true for Fox News as well. They make their money by sensationalizing things to get you stirred up, to get your attention. But is it true? And how should we respond? A virus is a virus. And viruses act like viruses. The coronavirus acts a little differently than the normal influenza or flu virus. It has certain different symptoms. It affects different people differently. That's true. Some of those symptoms and effects are of concern. There is no debunking that here. On the other hand, apparently, according to the records of the World Health Organization and of the CDC in this country, the deaths from influenza, the flu, reveal that the flu itself is deadly. When the flu, the standard garden variety flu, can kill up to 60 million people in 1 year in this country. Excuse me. Have 60 million cases of the flu. Cases of the flu. And 60,000 people die from the flu. What is this telling you? What can we draw from this? We'll be back after this, friends. There's so much more to talk about. I hope you'll stay tuned. You're listening to Viewpoint.
There is so much more about Chuck Chrismeyer and Save America Ministries
on our website, saveus.org. For example, under the marriage section, God has marriage on his mind. Chuck has some great resources to strengthen your marriage. First off, a fact sheet on the state of the marital union, a fact sheet on the state of ministry, marriage, and morals. SaveUS.org. Marriage, divorce, and remarriage. What does the Bible really teach about this? Find all of this at SaveUS.org. Also, a letter to pastors, the Hosea Project, SaveUS.org, and many more resources to strengthen your marriage. It's all on Chuck's website, saveus.org. Again, you can listen to Chuck's Viewpoint broadcast live and archived. Save America Ministries website at saveus.org.
Welcome back to Viewpoint. I'm Chuck Christmeyer. We're talking about viruses here today. We're talking about the implication of viruses. In fact, we're talking about things going viral, and that's where we get the term. Something going viral comes from our implication and application of viruses and how they work. They spread. That's what they do. That's what a virus is. It spreads. And you don't see it. You can't touch it. At least not to awareness, you don't touch it. But it can spread through touch. It can spread through a sneeze. That's how the flu spreads, friends. The flu. Have you been running around wearing a mask every year during flu season in order to avoid spreading the flu? I doubt it. Have you been distancing yourself? Have you been closing up your churches in order to keep from spreading the flu over the past 50 years during flu season? I doubt it. So what's the problem? Is there something else going on here? Indeed, there is. There are many motivations, and it's not just one thing. It's a number of motivations. For instance, I have in front of me, it was an interview of two urgent care doctors. They were very troubled. Very troubled. They said they had spoken to numerous physicians who say they are being pressured to add COVID-19 to death certificates and diagnostic lists, even when the novel coronavirus appears to have no relation to the victim's cause of death. They say, you know, it's interesting. When I'm writing up the death report, I'm being pressured to add COVID, one doctor said. So why is that? Why are we being pressured to add COVID? To maybe increase the numbers? Make it look a little bit worse than it is? Absolutely. But why? Why do they want to make it look worse than it is? There are a number of reasons why. First of all, at the healthcare level, hospitals get paid more. That's true, they do. They get paid more, and it depends on the particular state in which you're living, but hospitals do get paid more. For instance, if it's COVID-19 pneumonia, then they get paid $13,000. If it's COVID-19 pneumonia, patient ends up on a ventilator, it goes to $39,000. This is for Medicare patients. Typically, the diagnosis-related group lump sum payment would be $5,000. And this is for Medicare patients. How about everybody else? See, there is a motivation. And when the hospitals, you see, are losing money from surgeries, then they have to pick up the money somewhere else. And so it behooves them then to maximize the representations publicly to the government that this was related to COVID, even though the cause of death was not COVID at all. The same is true, you see, not just for reported cases, but also for the death reports. Some doctors have actually been sued by people now because they reported somebody died of COVID when in fact they didn't die of COVID at all. Doctors are asked to speculate or connive, or shall we use more kind words to, guesstimate that the party may have died from COVID. It may have contributed in some way. But if that be true, then why do they put it on the death certificate as died from COVID? There's a motivation. The motivation then goes to something much bigger. And that is that behind the scenes, those who are seeking to develop vaccines are in it for vast amounts of money. Bill Gates is in this for billions of dollars. Bill Gates is closely tied with Dr. Fauci. And Dr. Birx's daughter works for Bill Gates and his foundation, which is all about mandating international vaccines. In other words, that every person on the planet has to get a vaccine. But why? It's about control, friends. It's more than just control. It's about setting the stage for a global government. I'm sorry to have to put it that way. Does that mean that every single person or every single doctor, every single hospital is involved in some conspiracy for a one world order? No, that's not what we're saying. We have to sort through the motivations of people because the heart of the matter is always the heart. You and I, as Christians, are called to be discerning people, to have a discerning spirit. Not to succumb to every idea and every thought and every statement that's made just because somebody purports to have a PhD behind their name. Scientists are subject to deceit and being deceitful just like everyone else. In fact, in many respects, the entire climate change agenda is driven by scientists who have secondary agendas, financial agendas. They're trying to save their job because they don't agree with the popular woke viewpoint, so to speak, that some scientists are professing, then they'll lose their jobs. And so they state the accepted position, the politically correct position, even though they disagree with it or have great doubts about it. So let's talk about now this matter of spreading. We're somewhat familiar with how viruses spread. We're told that it comes through sneezes. It comes through surfaces that you can touch. We're now being told by Dr. Fauci and some others that it appears that perhaps the coronavirus can be airborne. Well, friends, that was a truth from the beginning. Isn't that why we had to wear masks? Because the virus would cling to certain particles of moisture and so on, and it would, well, maybe they're saying it can be airborne now without moisture. But if the air is humid, that's moisture. So the reality is that the virus is in the air. And in some respects, you can't run from it. You can run, but you can't hide. And that's how it is with a lot of people in the spiritual realm. They try to run, but they can't hide. And I want to make some applications, some spiritual applications for your life, for all of our lives here, because the reality is that sin is so prominent, so it's like a virus. You can't touch it. You can't see it. But that doesn't mean it isn't there. In fact, it is so there that God the Father, the creator of the universe, who knows all about viruses, gave us a warning. He said the virus of sin has so corrupted the human race that from birth you're corrupted. And unless something intervenes to save you, you're dead. At least most people survive the coronavirus. Most people survive the flu. But nobody will survive the virus of sin without an intervention. Nobody. Because the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So what do you make it then when one of the purveyors of the fear of the coronavirus, Don Lemon on CNN, comes out this week and mocks Jesus and says he was a sinner just like the rest of us? He was just a man. He was just a sinner like the rest of us. It's blasphemy, friends. Because without Jesus being sinless man who overcame the temptation and was obedient even unto death, you and I have no hope. We are dead meat from the sin virus. And it's spreading more and more. Have you been watching your television lately? Have you been listening on the radio? Have you been watching your newspaper? Have you been paying any attention? Friends, you talk about a virus. The virus of sin manifested in violence, in deceit, in destruction, in death, in murder. It leaves one speechless. And yet we don't make the connection. We don't see what's really happening from God's viewpoint. This is a deadly virus we're dealing with. But are we? And what does it look like on the ground? What are the symptoms of this deadly virus? When we get back.
Have you ever considered what the early church was like? Many people are developing a heart longing for greater fulfillment in our practices as Christians. A recent study showed 53,000 people a week are leaving the back door of America's churches in frustration. What is going on? Why has there not been even a 1% gain among followers of Christ in the last 25 years? Could it be that God is seeking to restore first century Christianity for the 21st century? Jesus said, "I'll build my church." Is Christ by his Spirit stirring to prepare the church for the 21st century? The early church prayed together and broke bread from house to house. They were family, and it was said by all who observed, "Behold how they love one another." Incredible.
But the same can be found right now. Go to saveus.org and click Sell Church. We can revive first century Christianity for the 21st century.
It's about people, not programs. It's about a body, not a building.
That's saveus.org. Click Sell Church.
Welcome back to Viewpoint. I'm Chuck Chrismeyer. In my book, Seduction of the Saints, Chapter 11 is entitled, The Killer Virus. The Killer Virus. And the chapter opens with these words, warning. There is a fatal virus that has been sweeping America and the world for a generation. It insidiously creeps in through our mail. It infects us with our knowledge, without our knowledge, as we read our newspapers and thumb through our magazines. Open wounds appear as we sit before our televisions and enter theaters. Our minds become ulcerated as we speak to one another, and our hearts are become seared and cauterized even as we sit in our churches. Who is susceptible? Well, this virus is not partial to race, to creed, or geographical region. The minds of the educated often appear more susceptible, but no heart is immune from damage. It's highly contagious. Every Christian is put on notice of the extreme danger of the virus. The virus can be fatal. In its advanced stages, this virus is fatal. Fortunately, the prognosis for recovery is good if treated early. However, care should be taken to identify carriers of the virus. To avoid contamination, it may be necessary in some instances to quarantine carriers, or at least take great caution in protecting your family from exposure and to decontaminate promptly. And there's only one cure. One known cure if you or your family should become infected with this virus. The cure, however, can also prevent infection by the virus if taken regularly and in sufficient dosage. Special warning is issued to parents, teachers, pastors, youth leaders, and political leaders, and any other persons who are in a position to expose others. And if you should become infected, the potential damage to others is multiplied greatly. Due to the seriousness of this virus, any persons in the above categories who have knowingly become infected and continue to expose others will be subject to social consequences now and to eternal accountability later. So what is this virus? It's known more commonly as political correctness, a moral and spiritual disorder that infects the heart and mind, impairing and eventually neutralizing our ability to discern truth, and it's systemic. Truth and virtue were once part and parcel of what it meant to be an American. But today, truth has fallen on extremely hard times. And this battle is becoming especially acute for professing followers of Christ. Now, the symptoms of political correctness on its surface are... words, language has always evolved with general usage, but now it's being changed dramatically, purposely, in order to normalize that which is perverse and make perverse that which is normal and godly. Most recently, an article came out concerning Scrabble, the game Scrabble. Now there are 200 and some words that the publishers of the books of the game Scrabble are prohibiting and keeping off of their list of appropriate words to be used. Why? Political correctness. That's why. More and more, they're coming out with more and more prohibited words. Twitter is prohibiting words. Facebook is prohibiting words. Our businesses are prohibiting words. The whole state of Seattle is prohibiting words. The whole city of Seattle is prohibiting words. Words are the primary expression, the primary way through which sinful virus is past. And we don't even realize what's happening. It's just happening. It's in the air. We now have PC culture in the church. We have a religiously correct culture in the church that is a religious form of the PC culture. That's redefining what God says is sin and even calling it answers to prayer. The word obey, for instance, has become the most hated word in the church. regardless of liberal evangelical stripe. The very word our Lord and his apostles used to describe God's standard for loving and pleasing him is now despised and denigrated by those who claim to be his followers, and they call it legalism. Those who attempted to teach or preach obedience to biblical standards of righteousness are intimidated to silence with the allegation there's no grace in your message. The enabling power and favor of the God who declared my grace is sufficient for you, my strength is made perfect in your weakness, is no longer deemed adequate to do his will. Instead, the new PC, politically religious, correct, viral form of grace approves or winks at our sin rather than strengthening us to overcome the enemy of our souls. The spirit of lawlessness has progressively replaced the law of the spirit. The carnal or fleshly mind has replaced Christ-mindedness. Spiritual strength and moral stability have disintegrated, and we now permit, justify, even approve that which God prohibits. Friends, this has happened virally. This is a spiritual virus. Political correctness is actually neither political nor correct. It's a spiritual virus. It has political implications, but its root is in the defiling of the spirit, of the mind, of the heart. It's a very, very, very dangerous thing. Consider how this works. The shocking sequence. Sodomy was outlawed in America nationwide until baby boomer generation, when the secular sexual revolution of the 1960s married the church's God is love movement of the 1970s, producing a bastard daughter who exchanged the faith once delivered to the saints for feelings, thus redefining grace to obey Christ as liberty to follow the culture. Divorce was virtually non-existent 40 years ago. Scripture was accepted by most, believer and unbeliever alike, as the authoritative word of God in the 1950s. Faith ruled, however imperfectly. But today, mainline churches bless sodomy. Evangelical churches bless divorce, and feelings rule almost exclusively. We could go on. These are just some implications, friends, that there is a virus that is so deadly. This is why, friends, this is why Jesus warned concerning deception. You see, we can be ever so terrified by the coronavirus, much of which is not deserved. It's being fomented upon us in fear to produce secondary agendas that are very destructive, more destructive even than the coronavirus, like directing us to a one world order to be led by a counterfeit Christ. Maybe you can understand now why my latest book is called Antichrist, How to Identify the Coming Imposter. Because, friends, this imposter and those that usher him in will usher him in, shall we say, virally. He will come in, and it will seem like, well, this is just the air we breathe. This is just the way it is. This is just what we have to do. This is just how we have to think. And we'll believe everything. We'll believe everything that's being told us, and the stress will be so great, and the fears that are promoted will be so overwhelming that the American people, Christians, people worldwide will clamor for the counterfeit Christ's salvation. His vaccination that will promise peace on earth, goodwill toward men. It's his spiritual vaccination that the people will clamor for. And it will take the form, ultimately, of the mark of the beast. That's where it's all heading. That is where it's all heading. If you want to understand more about this, I urge you to seriously consider getting a copy of my latest book, Antichrist, How to Identify the Coming Imposter. It's a $22 book, and before it's officially released on August 4th, it's available only through this ministry, only through our website, only by calling us, only by writing us. It's a $22 book, yours for $20 up until the end of July, and those who order the book now will receive an autographed copy. Antichrist, How to Identify the Coming Imposter. This is a book not just about them out there. It's a book that's intensely about you. That's why it's so important. Because the warnings of Scripture are to you, not them. The warnings are not to the Antichrist. The warnings are to you and to me. That's why this book is so important. Antichrist, How to Identify the Coming Imposter. It's on our website, saveus.org. Saveus.org. You can call us at 1-800-SAVE-USA, 1-800-SAVE-USA, or write to us at Save America Ministries. P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255, writing a check at $5 for postage and handling. Also, the book Seduction of the Saints, How to Stay Pure in a World of Deception. If you do not have this book, you really desperately need to get it. The chapter on this deadly virus is right in that book. But that's not all. Some people have said that that book is the most important book they've ever read, other than the Bible. Why? Because it's so hyper-relevant. It is so applicable. It's an $18 book, yours for $15. It's on our website, saveus.org. That's Seduction of the Saints. Now, if you get that book and Antichrist at the same time, you'll be looking at $35. And instead of $5 postage and handling for one book, you're going to give $7 postage and handling for the two books. In other words, you'll save an additional $3 postage and handling by getting Seduction of the Saints at the same time. They're radically different books. Completely different books, and they're both extremely relevant. More relevant than you can possibly imagine before you read it. Now, one last thing, I want to urge you to become a partner with us. As you know, it's becoming tougher and tougher to get a message out to prepare the way of the Lord for history's final hour, to deal with the issues of our time in a way that actually benefits Christians. Yesterday we talked about marriage and how to win over a spouse, an unbelieving spouse. That's a form of discipleship, friends. Today is a form of discipleship. We wed information with the Word of God for transformation, by providing extremely relevant application. That's what we do every day for 25 plus years now here on Viewpoint. Become a partner. Go to our website, saveus.org, make a generous gift there. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA, 1-800-SAVE-USA, or write to us at Save America Ministries. Do it today, friend. Join with us. I believe God will bless you. And then, again, pray for our leadership in this country. Do you realize how desperate things really are? We need God's help now.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Chrismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners.